Afraid that the police either could not or would not protect them from the gangs, the tenants of Faulkner Place sought help from 40 or 50 black youths from the Granby Street area. The Faulkner estate has now become a territorial outpost for the black gangs, and the families here have inevitably become ensnared in the conflict. Both the black and the mixed black and white families in Faulkner Place were stunned by the attack.
Well, we were watching the film on Friday evening. It was called The Snork. I'll never forget it because I've never seen the end of it. It was just up to the way the dog got poisoned. And all the windows went crash. And the screams of children and mothers and footsteps running. So we naturally came out. We seen a group of youths all running and mad all over the place with bottles and bricks. So naturally we didn't know anybody like this. So I asked a woman, what's the matter? She said, all our windows are broken. I said, was that the boys shouting, niggers, get out? She said, they're them. So I said, well, we're mixed. You know, what's, niggers, get out, go back to your tents, we're all mixed. So she said, well, we'll have to get the police. So the police came in a Jeep up there on the corner. Said, will you come out and help us? There's gangs of youths around us. So they said, I'm sorry, love. I said, you'll have to. I said, you have to get more police. I said, it's not one window, it's every window that's broke. So another one was crying. She said, please get out, officer. He said, I can't, he said. So I said, well, get more police. He said, you know what you can do for more police, love? Get on to the Home Secretary, see will he help you for more police. And then another lady came. There was all, it's only women. The group of lads came through that archway over there with more bottles, more bricks, more everything, and women were shouting on the landings.
What are you saying? That women on the landings on the estate over the road were shouting down
shouting
at this estate?
Down. Yeah, at the women on the corner.
What those kind of things were they shouting?
Oh, niggers. Nigger lover. Sorry, you've got up out of bed with them now, one shouted from the barrier over there. Got woke up out of bed with them. This woman was screaming when they were saying this. And you were trying to, you know, hush one another up, don't cry, you know, it'll be all right if these police had only come out, you know. And he was sitting back in the car, go back in your homes. I said, not likely, so they can come back with them bricks again. Not likely.
I saw big, strong youths about. So there's 14, easily 14, if not 16, all running through. And then one youth let fly, and one or probably more, and the back glass in the car, the back of the car went in two cars by me. Then my neighbour's windows went. And then a coloured man, a Somali, came out of his house to see what was wrong, what was making the noise. And I heard one of the youths distinctly say, there's a nigger. Let him have it.
We sent for the coloured boys for protection for ourselves. There was no coloured boys on the estate. There's no coloured boys. There was none here at all. Somebody went and brought them to beat these skinheads for us. There was no coloured boys on the estate at all the night this happened. We'd only moved in one day, and there was none. And she's a girl, she's not a boy. There was no coloured boys on the estate when this thing happened. We sent for them to come and beat these skinheads. We sent for them to protect us.